You know, I was thinking back, it was probably the late 1980s when we first met Dr. Charles and Edith, and have been a supporting church for all that time. In fact, I was telling Dondo that we've been supporting them longer than she's been alive. Isn't that something? But anyway, I don't want to take any of her time because I believe the Lord has given her a word for us today. Certainly, we are partners with them in ministry, but she's here today to deliver the word of the Lord. Would you welcome her this morning?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Oh, you're looking so amazing from here, all of you. It's a privilege, it's an honor to be here. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I just want to know, how many have been in Muli Children's Family here? Anyone who has been in Muli Children's Family? Oh, yeah, we have Craig there. Now, in MCF, there's a greeting that we have. We say, oi, all right? So when I greet you, oi, you will return the same greeting to me, and you'll do your thumbs up, and you'll say, oi, okay? So, and it means peace. It means I come in peace, and it is a greeting that Daddy Muli, when he started going to the streets, he will go and, you know, if you've watched the Muli movie, anybody who has watched the Muli movie? Aha, very good. So you've been in MCF, right? Okay, so he would go and, you know, find children, and he will go like, oi, and then they'll return, you know, just to create a rapport. Have a conversation with them. So when you come to MCF, at least there's one thing that you are going to be sure of that you know, the greeting. So this is, let's try it. Okay. Oi! Super! Thank you so much. And with that, I actually welcome you to Muli Children's Family. I am the fourth born of Daddy Muli and Mommy Esther. And it is a privilege. We are eight children, and I am the middle one, and it is just amazing because you get lost in there, and then nobody really knows you're there, and then life is just good. And I have worked with my parents for a very long time, and Pastor Brian, he told me that, you know what, we started sending checks in the early 80s. By that time, this church was known as Forest Drive. Uh-huh. And I'm not as young as you think, because Daddy used to send me to bank those checks. You can only bank when you're over 18. Okay? Do your math. But it was way after I finished school. But we always used to look forward to that check. No matter how much it was, we would go and Dad would be like, let's pray. Imagine what? We've received a check all the way from the US. And of course, it will take about a month before it gets there, because it used to be, everything was analog. And thank you. My parents could not be here today. Dad had an issue with his passport. He's supposed to be traveling to Croatia, and he went, did the interview for the visa, and they took his passport, and they have stayed with it for now more than 30 days. It has not come back. But everything works together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I would like to interest you with a few things, and I will take you very fast because you know about Muli Children's Family already. So can I please have the first slide? MCF is celebrating 35, one up, please. Yes, thank you. So MCF is celebrating 35 years of God's mercy, God's goodness, God's compassion, God's, we've seen it all. And if you've watched the movie, we are so glad. And as the song was being sung today, I can affirm that God, our God, never fails. For 35 years, I've watched my parents. I've watched what has come our way. It has not been easy. But one thing is for sure. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us. And therefore, next one, please. And therefore, we've grown so much, and we are the largest family in the world. Why do we say that? You are also part of that family. You give towards MCF. You are part and parcel of the prayers that we always get, and you lift us up, and you intercede for us, and we also pray for you. So we are one very big, happy family all over the world, and we are so grateful. That is Mama Esther and Daddy Muli. And they sent, today in the morning, I spoke to them. They had just finished their service, and they sent their greetings to you. So please receive their greetings. Oye. You see, the children, they are actually doing this. That's what they're saying. You know, that's the greeting. We have the MCF, we have the Muli model pillars. What has really kept us, and if you really look at that, is the first is love, unconditional love, compassion, having to go out there to love those who are unlovable. We have come from far. Each and every one of us has a story. We cannot say it is by our own righteousness that we are who we are. We do realize that. And therefore, MCF is based on love, unconditional love. We have faith, because that's the only thing that does not shake. When all is said and done, we have hope that indeed tomorrow will be better. We've seen children transform, and we do not give up on them. We've seen others go back on being drug addicts, and we go back and bring them. Some have gone, actually, there's a boy who ran away more than 10 times. And right now, he has started a ministry that takes care of over 200 street boys. Imagine if we had just given up on him. And we have forgiveness. Forgiveness is the center of it all. You'll forgive and forgive and forgive. And that is why the disciples of Jesus asked, when he said 70 times, you keep forgiving. And then he just said, you know what, Jesus, please increase our faith. Just increase our faith. This is too much for us. And we know that with Jesus Christ, we are able to do it. We are able to forgive as we have been forgiven. Glory to God. Humility and peace anchor us. We have children who we get from different places. Our children, we have orphans. We have, next please. We have orphans, vulnerable children, street children, child mothers, abandoned. You know, children, girls who have been trafficked. Girls who have been forced into early marriages. As early as 14, and you're supposed to be married off. Because, of course, you'll fetch more money. And those are the children, or those are the young people that MCF does care for. Those are the children, those are the young people that we partner with the love of Jesus Christ to change them, to give them another life. And then just an overview of the impact, some of the things that God has really worked in us. We've had, in the last now 35 years, by the way, you're welcome. Now that you've said that you've not come, we're having the 35th anniversary, which is in November, Pastor Brian. It's in November, and that is when the ministry started, when we're going to be celebrating. And we have a very big celebration coming up. Therefore, you are welcome. So please, you're most welcome. We have over 30,000 children. They're not no longer children. When you were watching the movie, you saw some are engineers. We have pastors. We have doctors. We have nurses. We have, you know, everybody and everyone, all careers in the last 35 years, over 30,000 graduating and being reintegrated, and they have families. You can imagine. They have, it's just amazing what God is actually doing. And right now we care for 7,800 children. So whenever you give your tithe, your offering, that is what it goes also, partly to support the children back in Kenya. And we feed in the school, we have schools, the community schools, other than our own 11 campuses. We have community schools that we give food to. Now, if you know Africa very well and many other continents, there children who can't go to school because they don't have food. So they end up in the streets, they end up fending for themselves, they drop out of school just because there's no food at home. And if you go on a hungry stomach, you can't understand anything. So we've taken it, my parents, we distribute food, dry food, to 70 schools, so that they can cook and have a meal a day. And that has kept children in school. That has kept the life going, because they know when they come to school, at least they'll have one meal until the next day when they come to school, they'll have another meal. So we have those programs, and above all, preaching the word of God. So far from January to date, we've had outreaches, we've had where we go to even those schools, because it's a window. If I'm giving you food, I have the ability of telling you Jesus loves you, okay? And as we say Jesus loves you, and as we distribute also sanitary pads for the girls, they are so poor, and they are forced sometimes to go with men who will give them less than a dollar, okay, so that they can buy a sanitary pad. So you can imagine the vicious cycle. So we give free sanitary pads so that we can also keep girls in school. And as we do that, we also preach the word of God. And that's how right now we've had 6,000 people, some meeting their lives, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. Hallelujah. Next, please. Then we rescue children from the slums. And we also have some of our campuses are situated in very poor areas. Those are the children that we rescue, give them a life, give them an opportunity to be what God intended them to be. Then we have, the most important is parental love and care. That is Mama Esther. She takes care of the little ones. And I remember when we just started, she was the cook, she was the nurse, she used to wash them, she still does that up to today. Just loving on the children who have no parents. Loving on them and teaching them, expressing the love, because children learn by what they see. On health and nutrition, we offer 3 meals a day. You know, we offer everything that is possible for a child to have a safe place. And some of the children that actually come to us, they suffer, or they live with HIV and AIDS. And in some places, it is still a big stigma. When somebody is having HIV and AIDS, it's really bad. And you find that if their parents die because of HIV, the children are shunned, and the children, you know, no one wants to take care of them. We have those children, and we give them love, special meals, special diet, and they're able to live a full life. One example is actually one of the girls that we rescued back. She was forced into prostitution after her parents had died. She had to do prostitution so that she can fend for her siblings. She contracted HIV and AIDS. When she came to MCF, later on we rescued her. She went through the program, and now she is a nurse. She has 3 children, and she's happily married, yet living positively. We just thank God. So, healthcare services, as you saw on the video, we offer healthcare services not only to our own children for free, but also to the community. And if you're a nurse here, if you're a doctor here, if you're a medic here, if your foundation is, we always have medical camps in MCF. So you're very welcome, Pastor Brian. Forgive me for telling them that to come, but yeah, yes. And if you see him, I'm sure he'll be able to let you know, or you link up with Craig. And you're welcome to offer. You only need to come, and once you come, you give love. You share what you have. And you do not have to actually be a medic to come. You can always be there to preach the word of God, to love on those children, and to just be the face of God in their lives. Spiritual programs, it's the foundation of Muli Children's Family. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And all that come to MCF, we preach to them, we tell them this is the only way. We have services every day, we have devotions every day, and children out of that, they have known God, they have been able to heal. Our healing can only be in Jesus Christ. Those are children who've been hurt. Those are children who've gone through trials, who've gone through so much. And yet, they are, if you met them on any other space, you wouldn't even tell that they have had such a bad history. It's just letting go. We teach them to let go and receive Christ, because in him, he makes us to be new creatures. And he renews our minds every single day. And once our minds are renewed, remember, when we come to him, we are new creation. We are new creatures in him. The old man is gone, finished, gone. And that's how they are able to stand. Under education, we offer from kindergarten all the way to grade 12. And once they finish grade 12, those ones who make it to go to university, we sponsor them to go to university, and they carry on with whichever course or career they would like to undertake. While us, we also have the Muli College, where it is we offer vocational skills and trades. And they are able to go out there and make something out of their lives. About 50, more than 50, hallelujah, praise God, more than 50% of all our co-workers, we have about 350 co-workers in MCF. A little bit more than 50% are MCF graduates. Either they were born there, or they were raised there. Now they've come back. They're part and parcel of making a difference. Remember, that, you know, Daddy Muli, he was, when he was so young, when he was abused, when he was abandoned, when he had nothing, when he was nothing, God came for him, raised him up. And then later on, he told him, you know what? I want everything that I've given you, everything back to me, because whatever I've given you, you need to give back to others. And that is how life has moved, has changed. If we only can give the way we've been given. If we only can forgive the way God has forgiven us. If we can only love the way God has loved us unconditionally. The Malindi Women Center. The Malindi Women Center has grown and it's still growing. It caters for the most vulnerable girls. Girls that we rescue from early marriages, from FGM, from all manner of. And they go, we have a program, sometimes it goes to 3 years or 2.5, depending on how much it takes to heal them. You have to heal them from within. And God has worked wonders. By the time they graduate, we give them startup capital, seed capital, and they're able to start their own businesses, holding on together, like 5 of them together, and they earn legitimate money. Because some of them had been used to getting money the wrong way. And here we train them, and God has been awesome. We've seen others even start their own training facilities, and they're inviting those ones, the young ladies also, to come and learn from them. A tailor, there's a lady who has a tailoring shop, and she invites the young ladies there for free and she trains them. There's a ripple effect and it's multiplying. Hallelujah. They come, some of them come when they are expectant, they are, you know, they're pregnant, they have been defiled, they give birth at MCF, we take care of their children and we raise their children while their mothers actually go to class. We have another program called the MCF Lodwa. MCF Lodwa is located in a desert area. Actually, that is purely desert. And when we went there the first time, there was absolutely nothing. When Daddy Muli ventured there for the first time, there was just nothing. And there was so much drought, it had been there for 7 years, no rain, no nothing. And people were actually dying at that time. And that's why he went there to just find out what is really happening. Is it news? Or is it real? And when he went there, he met an old woman who was dying of hunger, of thirst, of everything. But he got her food and told her, you know what? Let's pray. Rain is going to come. 7 years it has not rained, and then you're telling me rain is going to come? He bought food for the lady and the family, because they didn't have anything, and water, and he sent help. So he left the area and came back to Ndalani. And a day later, after 7 years, it rained. And we thank God so much, because out of that, MCF Lodwa was born. We've been helping there, and children, now, right now the school is up to grade 12. Children who never used to go to school, who are nomads, now they're able to school, now they're able to have a hope. Now, because of Christ, they have a life. We give also food to the communities, you know, helping them so that they're able to, they are nomads. They don't stay in one place, because there's no reason to stay there. If you have no food, you always look for food. So we have supplies for them to ensure that they actually, the children are able to go to school. and study and be something. We have Ukerewe, that is in Tanzania, one of the branches. And there we have every part of our campuses. We dig boreholes. Why do we dig boreholes? Because women walk for more than... You go for 3 hours to fetch water. You come back again for 3 hours. How much water can you carry if you're walking for like 6 hours? Not much, right? That's why we're digging boreholes. And those women don't have to walk so much. Hallelujah. We believe that every child that comes to us... Let's go to the next one, please. That was Ukerewe. Yes, next, please. There. We believe that every child, every young person has a talent, has a gift. Do you know you have a gift? Do you know you have a talent? You either will discover it. We are so unique. There's something that you can do better than anybody in this world. And in MCF, we try as much as possible to give that opportunity to every child to discover what God has put in them to flourish. And therefore, we span from academics, you know, all the way to sports, to arts, to music. And that has been a source of healing for each and every one of them. If you came to MCF, all the branches, like in Delani, we have more than 10 choirs. We sing. We really sing. It's a way of our worship to our God. It's a way of connecting to the great I am. Hallelujah. And that is how we ensure that each child is given an opportunity. Are you a great painter? Are you a carpenter? What are you? Of course, we have cultural dances. We love dancing. If you come to MCF, please make sure that you have good shoes to dance. We love doing that. And the basketball team, we have also the karate team. The karate team, it's one of the disciplines we have. We take them very seriously. There are over 120 members of that club. Every morning at about 5 o'clock, they're already up. And we've gone to the national levels. We are the East and Central African champions. Right now, they've brought so many golds and silvers. And that girl there, that's a girl with Daddy Muli, right behind there. Yes. She represented Africa. She represented Kenya, actually, in the karate championships, and she's ranked number 5 in Africa. So we thank God. I'll tell you a little bit about her. She doesn't remember anything about her parents. All she remembers is that she used to live in a slum with her 3 brothers and an auntie. So she doesn't know anything about her father, about her mother. So she woke up when she got like conscious, she could only see her auntie and her 2 brothers. So one day her auntie drops them in the middle of the city and disappears. She has no idea where home is. She has no clue where she is. She was almost 3 years old. So she's in the streets with 2 of her brothers, and one of the brothers, the older one, he wanders away and never shows up. So she's left with the immediate brother, the middle one. who is now protecting the you know, her from being harassed in the streets, because she's a little girl. Sleeping in the streets and staying in the streets, fending in the garbage. Then later on, a truck that has sugar cane passes in the middle of the town. So what does the brother do? He jumps up the truck to go and get sugar cane to throw, so that she can get, you know, the steel, you know, so that the sister can get sugar cane. Lo and behold, it was the traffic had just stopped. So when the traffic lights changed, the truck went, the sister, that girl has never seen the brother again. She was taken to the police. That's where we got her from. No identity, no nothing. And right now, she is in grade 12. She's going to sit for her national examination this in November, actually. And yet, she's a champion. Praise God. Next, please. We have this other one who represents Kenya. She's in the Kenya national team also doing karate. Therefore, we don't take any little gifts for granted. We encourage them to go as far as they can. Just the other day, they began baseball in January. We have a baseball team. And right now, they're in the National League. That's how good they are. Just when you give someone an opportunity, when you believe in your children, when you believe in your grandchildren, when you invest time, they will be exactly what God wants them to be. We also have our soccer team that is in the Super League. So we are only one more step to be in the topmost football. Competing with who is who in the country. So we are so glad. And all these young people would have been lost. They'll be in drugs. They'll be dead. But through the love of Christ in MCF, life has changed. Glory to God. We also have horticulture. As you know, Daddy Muli, he was a businessman, a serious businessman. So is mom, very entrepreneurial. And therefore, we have farms. We have about 17 acres of land that is under greenhouses. Now, I'm not sure if you know, but in April, May, there was a great devastation of floods. We had so much floods that all our crops in the farms were soaked in water for about 2 weeks. So you can imagine everything that was on dry land was gone. Our pump houses, the ones that pump water, they were all soaked. Our walls, some of the houses were destroyed. It was very, very, very devastating. And the only crops that survived were the ones in the greenhouse. So we intend to expand that, of course. And not only do we have these crops for ourselves, but we also sell and we're able to get an income generating activity. And through that, we're also providing employment for the community so that they have a reason to also thank God for MCF. Yay. Amen. As you saw in the video, we have also poultry farming that we are expanding and making sure that our children eat healthy. Not only that, we also sell and we're able to earn. We love the way you support us, but we cannot always wait We can always do something with what God has blessed us with, to multiply it. So whatever God puts in your hands, you have a responsibility of multiplying it. And that's the principle that we have in Muli Children's Family. Whatever we have, we use it and multiply it to God's honor and also His glory. I spoke about the community feeding program, whereby I'll interest you in the last bit. We work with 70 schools, so 400, do your math, 70 schools, about 400 students, and the number has been increasing since we started supplying food in the schools. And when we supply that, about in a week, we are serving 140,000 meals per week. Per month is about 0.5. So you can imagine per year how many meals are being served. And it's not by our own strength. It's not by our own strength at all. It's by God's grace. We believe that also, glory to God, we believe that we are stewards of this planet Earth. We've planted trees in MCF Yatta. That is MCF Yatta there. You know, when I dropped in here in Atlanta, and I was, whoa, I admired the tree coverage that you have here. We do not, you saw the photo that I showed you in Lodwa? Okay, that is home. All right? So when you get that coverage, we've planted over 20 million trees. Each tree that you see in Muli Children's Family, we've had to grow it. We've had to plant it because it is a semi-arid area where we are at. And God has been so gracious, and also including we are able to harvest water and also construct dams to make sure that we have water from nothing. There was nothing there. So when we say our God is a creator, He's still creating. And He's doing that through us, each and every one of us. He's still changing lives. He's still doing a good thing. He's still doing a new thing. Hallelujah. And we are so grateful for what He's been able to do through us. And lastly, I would like to say Asante Sana. Asante Sana means thank you very much. So can we try that? Asante. Again, Asante Sana. Yes, Asante Sana means thank you very much. I know this month you've been studying and you've been working on the topic compassion. And when I was told to talk about compassion, I said, that is compassion right there. And in its totality. But then now I want to bring it home. There is a story that Jesus told in Matthew 18:23. He was speaking about the kingdom of God. And he likened it, I will read, therefore, from King James Version, therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. Okay? Do you know the story? Mm-hmm. I'll be very brief. Now, he said there was a master who actually went to check his servants. And then, in the same chapter, 18:24, he says that he went, he found that there was one guy who owed him 10,000 talents. 10,000. And then he said, you know what? Because you owe me so much, you, your children, your wife, you're going to be in jail. So you can imagine, you, in other words, I'm taking you as slaves. I own you because you owe me so much. And the guy pleaded and said, you know what? Please forgive me. You know, have mercy upon me. Please have mercy, compassion, right? So in verse 27, it says, then the Lord of that servant, okay, this guy who had so much, moved with compassion, moved with mercy, moved with pity, moved with love, and loosed him and forgave him his debts. Can you imagine? God has forgiven us. Because of his compassion, we are not consumed. So this guy, he owned so much, the master said, okay, fine, you've pleaded so much, okay, fine, you're, I let you go. The guy comes, you know, he's so happy that he's free, his wife is not going to be caught. You can imagine your wife and your children. Oh my, I don't know what I'll do. And then he goes to verse, let's go down to verse 28, it says that. But the same servant, this guy who had been forgiven, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants. Mm-hmm. Say, mm-hmm. Which owed him 100 pence. It was 10,000? This is how much? 100 pence. And he laid hands on him, took him by the throat. Took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest me. Give me back. Whatever you owe me, give me back my money. So the guy was there like, you know what? I don't have anything. You know, please have mercy upon me. Please forgive me. And in verse 30, this is what happened. He said, and he would not. The guy is caught by the throat. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison. Him into prison till he could pay the debt. Mm-hmm. Then we go to 33. Shouldn't we, 1833, right? Shouldn't not thou? No, he. The other guys go back to the lord of this man and tell them, you know what your servant did? He actually took someone and he's imprisoned him. So the master was so angry, like, how could I have forgiven you and you actually have thrown someone into prison? How dare you? How could you? You know what he told him? Shouldn't not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? Like, what's wrong with you? And there, actually, compassion, it means to help one afflicted or seek aid. Somebody seeking aid, you're helping them. Somebody who is afflicted, you're helping. So the guy is saying, could you have just some mercy? Could you just help this person? He's afflicted. Why couldn't you? And then, or to help an afflicted, to bring help to a wrecked condition. This is a terrible condition. Can you give just help? Couldn't you just extend something to them? Could you just help them experience mercy? That is compassion. And you remember, later on he said, aha, so the master said, now listen up. Okay? He said in 35, it's very sad. So likewise, he said, he said, you know what? If that is what you have done, even you, Where are you going? Until you're able to pay me, you're going back to what? You're going to prison. Because you did not forgive. You couldn't forgive. I forgave you. You couldn't. Therefore, what is happening to you? You're going to prison. And that's when he says at the end, so likewise shall my heavenly Father, this is Jesus saying, do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. We have been forgiven by God. Sometimes we are so hard on our spouses, on our children, on our grandchildren, on our siblings, as though God has not forgiven us. We carry the weight and the offense like God, if he could just get offended by what we do, even what we think. If we were to open everybody's thoughts here, we would scatter. But God knows our thoughts. He hears them. He sees them. He feels them. Yet he chooses to give mercy on each and every one of us. We ought to show mercy to others. Your parents, they did you wrong. Mm-hmm. So you've chosen not to speak to them. Imagine if God chose not to speak to you. Double standards. We want to receive, we don't want to get. We want to receive, we don't want to give. So it is a calling in us. In Lamentation 3:22-23, Lamentation 3:22-23, it says this. It is of the Lord's mercy. Hallelujah. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. It is of his mercy we are not consumed. Oh. Because his compassion, they fail not. Even if you've done whatever you have done, just know God is merciful. He is so merciful. His compassion will never fail you. He can never walk out of your life the way people have walked out of your life. And it says that in 23, they are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. They are new every morning. You can be assured of a God who doesn't see you the way you see yourself. Great is the faithfulness of God. He is a faithful God. No matter how hard we fall, no matter what we've done, his mercy, he says, come. And he does not forget. He is not a God who will say, today I'm giving you mercy, tomorrow I'm not. No, his mercies are constant, every morning, new every morning. And he forgets all our unrighteousness. He forgets all our mistakes. He forgets everything. You've cheated. You have not even come clean. And yet he has said, come. I'm ready to walk with you. You've been in this thing. You've tried to come out. You can't come out. His mercies are dependable. He is a dependable God. He is a dependable God. Hallelujah. because of his compassions, we are not consumed. Otherwise, we'll be off and out. All of us can't stand. We can't stand by our self-righteousness. We can't. It's only by him that we receive. Hallelujah. Can we pray together? Can you stand? Kindly, if you can, hold someone next to you. Hold them and let's pray. Oh, thank you, Lord.